619 said, John, can you imagine the anguish and heartache of both couples? 630, as a male, you have no concept of bonding with the baby. Sorry, you do not get to set the compensation. And John, the award has to be substantial enough so that the mistake is not repeated. That way, more than the $47,000 slap on the wrist that you were talking about. Yeah, I just sort of drew that number out of a hat, but I said, I don't know what the need for money is here. It's not going to change what happens, so what's the point? Is that our guest ready to go there yet, Ms. Garris? I'm looking at producer Aleph, and she said thumbs up. Dr. Shweta Nayak is on a phone line of Reproductive Medicine Institute in Evanston. Doctor, this is John Williams. Thanks for joining us on the air. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You know, I've just been sharing with the story what we talked about last week. In fact, it's written up again today in the Chicago Tribune with a few more details. And, you know, I was a little more glib about it, I think, originally than I should have been. Maybe I shouldn't have been glib at all. But this must just be the nightmare for somebody in your industry, right?
Yeah, honestly, very candidly, I think that's the right description. You know, for every patient that's on this journey pursuing this type of advanced therapy, as well as their providers and everyone involved in that journey, it is a nightmare for this type of outcome to happen, unfortunately.
What kind of safeguards are in place to make sure it doesn't happen? I'm sure you all anticipate this problem, so it can't happen. What do you do to make sure it doesn't happen?
You're absolutely right. So, you know, even from the inception of IVF, manipulating egg, sperm, embryos outside of the body, this has been something kind of at the forefront of quality assurance, quality control, and how can we make this therapy as safe as possible for our patients? You know, in general, the CAP, which is the Community of Accredited Pathologists, and ASRM, that's our American Society for Reproductive Medicine, have come together to give some guidelines for clinics when they're going through this chain of custody and handling eggs, embryos, really any human tissue. Yeah. And so for every clinic needs to have a policy and a procedural manual on how they handle gametes outside of the body and embryos and how they perform this specimen identification. For the most part, we need to have at least two unique patient identifiers to match up with whichever materials we're handling for that patient or that couple. You know, at RMI, we actually utilize something called RI Witness. It is an electronic witnessing system. It's used as essentially like a quality control tool, but it's a constant safeguard to mitigate errors that can occur during fertility treatment. So this RI Witness, it utilizes radio frequency identification tags, and that essentially locks the patient's ID to their gametes and embryos. Every hood in our lab has an RI Witness system, so it detects signals within the work area from those radio frequency ID tags. And so ultimately, it provides a means for continuous validation to identify specimens at essentially every single stage of tissue processing and handling. So if a mismatch is detected, so if two radio frequency identification tags for two separate non-matched individuals are detected in one platform, the embryologist is immediately alerted and corrective action has to be taken before any next steps in tissue processing can be taken. So an alert essentially happens before a mistake is made. And, you know, we utilize, instead of just those two unique identifiers, we actually utilize four unique identifiers for each patient. And it just gives the patient safety and peace of mind. It streamlines work sequence for embryologists. And I hope it provides more confidence, you know, when
if nothing else. Handled. So, you know, I wish we had more time today. We didn't connect with you as quickly as I wanted, but some of my listeners just said, well, if nothing else, they should compensate them to the amount that the process costs, which could be $50,000 or something like that. Do you have any thoughts about what the compensation should be?
You know, that is such a great question, and I think it has to vary for every individual and every couple, and I think with an outcome like this, we always have to look at it at the lens from the patients and, you know, what they went through up until that point of that positive pregnancy test. For many of the patients that we work with, they have been trying for years before even setting foot to a fertility clinic. Mm-hmm. They may have failed conservative treatment before ultimately moving forward with IVF. And everybody's journey and path is different. So, handling that emotional trauma, I think, is also incredibly important when figuring out what is the best way to manage this unfortunate outcome. And hopefully we'll give guidance on what is the appropriate kind of restitution for these couples.
Well, is there a fairly commonly understood number that the process costs? I mean, are we always looking at $50,000 or $40,000 or something like that?
Yeah, you know, it varies clinic to clinic, and also what types of procedures are utilized within that therapy. So, you know, traditionally an IVF cycle, and this wouldn't be including the cost of medications, and it also kind of depends on center, city, and insurance coverage, but mm-hmm. out-of-pocket can be anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000, and that's not including medications, which, depending on the kind of the individual and what their demand might be, can be an additional, you know, $5,000 to $15,000. Testing of embryos, again, dependent on the center and platform used, can be anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000. These numbers definitely quickly add up, and that would just be for one fresh cycle, maybe a frozen transfer.
Okay. We know somebody who's in the business now, and when questions like this come up, we will reach out again. Dr. Shweta Nayak is Reproductive Medicine Institute in Evanston and Chicago, too. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Your perspective's helpful. I'm glad you could pick up the phone.
Thank you so much.